Music by the Sandler Brothers. It's called The Wonderful Worlds of Life on Real Country 1280 WHVR. 12 minutes past 9 o'clock. It is a Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, it is.
It is Tuesday, yes. And it's Tuesday, Jackie LeBeau Tuesday.
That's right. We're back with Heart to Heart, talking to spirit and animals.
Really?
We are.
So this is Tuesday.
It is. It is.
Somewhere along the line, I've missed a day. I don't know why. Seems like it should be something other than Tuesday.
Well, it's dreary today, but I just heard on your weather report, Gil, it's going to be sunny tomorrow. So, well, I knew on the way in here, I was thinking, you know, the animals must know I'm coming in here to do a show because I'm driving in and I have to drive by this little stream and out of the blue, this turkey comes flying across my car, like right in front of my windshield. And I'm going, oh, thank goodness they're fast. But I was thinking, all right, I'm an animal communicator. I'm hoping that turkey wasn't really hearing what was coming out of my mouth.
That's probably not a good idea.
No, it wasn't, because I was thinking, oh, my gosh, he's going to hit me right in the windshield.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, have you seen wild turkeys?
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, I was surprised, you know, they're big and we have a bunch. I mean, we live out in the woods and, you know, we'll see, you know, the whole little flocks or is that what they call turkeys, flocks?
I don't know. Oh, I know.
Well, maybe our guests will know because we have a real treat for our listeners today. Joining us soon is Dr. Christina Chambreau, DVM and certified veterinary homeopath. So she has a passion to make sure every person knows that there are many different options to health for themselves and their animals, and many of which help heal our planet as well.
So, want to put her on?
Well, let me just, we can go ahead, let me give a couple more, a little bit more information, and then we'll jump right with her. I want to let everybody know she is the author of the Healthy Animals Journal. And she speaks on radio often. She just did a show in Hawaii, TV, veterinary conferences, the Maryland Veterinary Technician College, health food stores and dog clubs, just about anywhere anybody wants to listen. So that's us today. She's even been known to stop people when they're buying cat food at the store and talk to them. So as the associate editor for the Integrative Veterinary Care Journal, she helps veterinarians learn about different approaches to health. So I'm encouraging your veterinarian, and so is she, to subscribe to this free quarterly journal. It's published by the same folks who do animal wellness and equine wellness. You can contact her for consultations for your animal's health or to have her speak. Her telephone number is 410-771-4968. So without further ado, welcome Dr. Chambreau.
You're there.
Well, I'm certainly glad to be here. And I actually loved the rainy days because we were getting pretty dry. I saw people out watering.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'm always happy when I see rain. It's when we need it. And to answer your question, it's called a rafter of turkeys.
A rafter. I knew you would know.
Well, I had to look it up. I didn't know. But while you were talking, I was Googling.
I see.
I like that, though. Honesty.
Remember, it's a pod of whales.
Yep. Okay.
But they're not a lot of them. A gaggle of geese.
I thought it might be something like that, you know.
Nope, it's a rafter of turkeys. And I actually had two wild turkeys on my deck about a month ago.
Oh my gosh, it must be the season for turkeys.
And they are big.
I know.
I agree. Woo.
And you know they're fast because when we go through the woods with the kids, which are my dogs, every once in a while, one will, like, shoot up, and I'm thinking, I can't believe they're that fast. But I guess if you had five big dogs running towards you, you'd be fast, too.
Absolutely. Well, you certainly live in a lovely place in the country.
Oh, so thank you, Christina.
That's wonderful. And, you know, as we're talking here about communicating with the animals and living in the country and the wild turkeys, the natural wild animals, our topic for today is how to have ourselves and the animals who live with us not be beset by fleas and ticks. It's not about how to kill fleas and ticks. Because, I mean, it is, but really our focus is to remember that all life is sacred, whether it's plant life or animal life. And so our goal would be to, how can we coexist?
Exactly. So we're really going to talk about real basic, practical, non-toxic flea and tick solutions. So that entails also repelling them, you know, and how to address an issue if you get them.
That's right. And the goal is to really have it not be a problem and to work more on your level. So I've got a question for you, Jackie. Have you ever sat down and had conversations with fleas and ticks?
Well, nothing that I can repeat on the air. So I haven't had a genuine conversation.
Right. You haven't had a genuine one.
Right.
So there's this wonderful book called Kinship with All Life by J. Allen Boone, which I'm sure you've read, Jackie.
I have. Thank you.
Isn't it just precious?
It is. That's wonderful that you bring that up.
He's one of the original speakers about communicating literally with all life. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he was looking forward to this pie that he was going to eat when he got back from his long walk. And he got back and there were ants eating the pie because it was in a pie safe. And so they had wandered right into the pie safe. And instead of squishing them, which he was about ready to do in anger, he decided to talk with them. And he said, "Hey, guys, I'll put a piece of pie on the porch if you guys will leave the pie safe so I can eat the rest of the pie." And he did. They did. And the key piece of the book is to respect, to actually feel kinship with all life. And the way he would get animals to listen to him, insects particularly, was to respect, find out, think about, talk about the things that were great about them. And so one of the books that I love about fleas is by a man named Chip Salmons, and it's called Flea Control, A Holistic and Humorous Approach.
I like that, a holistic and humorous approach.
And I couldn't find the book this morning. I have so many books. It's like they're organized, but this one didn't seem to want to be in my hands this morning. But the subtitle is something like, there's the cover. Sex, Romance, Intrigue, and Practical Ways to Kill Fleas.
All right. I don't usually think of those words in conjunction with fleas.
Well, see, that's the point. If we start doing that, that can shift our whole attitude towards all beings. And I had no idea I was going to go down this talking about this.
You never know where you're going, do you, Dr. Shimbro?
That's right. That's what the universe wanted me to say this morning.
Now, what was his name again, real quick?
Chip Salmons, Sammons.
Okay.
And so you can do web search on that and come up with it. You can order it. It's $12 plus shipping and handling from his website, which is holisticpetcenter.com.
Okay, great.
And he starts with things. He's talking about Francis the Fetching Flea and Freddie, who comes down from many, many flea light years away, which is two houses away.
Uh-huh.
And it really has you thinking a little differently about fleas. And one of the things that he's starting with is the reason that Freddie has left his house and come to the two houses down to join to find another dog is that the dog he was eating from was now being fed a raw food diet.
Oh, interesting.
And because the dog was being fed a raw food diet, his blood was getting so healthy that the flea just didn't want to eat there anymore. And this is really the key to the best holistic flea control. On my website, on the website of the Academy of Veterinary Homeopathy and other places, we have put together over the last 30 years a list of early warning signs of an internal imbalance going on in dogs, cats, and horses.
So these are signs that something's up with the health of your animal.
Absolutely. And it's not something that a conventional veterinarian would recognize. A conventional veterinarian, when told your cat was vomiting hairballs, would just say, well, put him on Laxatone. Mm-hmm. A conventional veterinarian told that your Maltese had tears draining down its face, or your Persian had tears draining down her face, would just say, well, wipe them off, or here's a product that'll get rid of the stains. For us, as holistic veterinarians, we realize that this is an energy imbalance, and it shows that things aren't completely healthy, and more stuff will happen in the future if you don't address it now. One of those signs is attracting fleas. So healthy dogs just don't get fleas, or they don't get very many fleas.
Okay, that's interesting.
And healthy cats don't mm-hmm. get fleas. Now, ticks are a little different. Even healthy dogs and cats will get ticks. But a healthy dog or cat is not going to get the Lyme disease from the ticks, from the Borrelia that might be in the ticks, because they're going to be too healthy to get that. And you'll be able to just simply check for ticks and pull them off, along with there's some holistic repellents that we'll talk about. But the key thing is to be thinking, if my dog or cat is healthy, I'm just, most of the time, not 100%, but most of the time, I am not going to be seeing fleas on. So if you see fleas, that means they're not completely healthy, and you have to be doing something else to build up the overall health. And because we're focused on fleas and ticks today, we're not going to talk as much about that. But there are incredible number of books out there now. My website has articles on it. There are a lot of good websites. And just like with people, there's no one approach that provides health for every animal or every person.
I'm glad you said that, Dr. Shambro, because, you know, sometimes we even forget that with people. But you know, each of us are individuals, and our systems are going to respond differently to different treatments.
Absolutely, and different diets and different environments.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When I was in Kauai, I was living with people that if they're exposed to a smart meter, which is one of these electronic, they replace your analog electric meter on the side of your house, and the electric companies can do it without your permission. And when the smart meter is put in, it's sending 500 times the bad radiation that your Wi-Fi sends every 30 to 60 seconds.
My goodness, so that's
into
right.
your house.
Yeah.
Harming animals, birds, if they're susceptible. So my friends couldn't be around that for more than 30 minutes or they became very ill. It didn't apparently bother me.
Mm-hmm.
They would get headaches and be bedridden practically.
My goodness.
So everybody is different. I've had my first case of an animal that became an 8-year-old cat who was completely healthy, who developed severe, almost terminal illness within 3 weeks of a smart meter being installed. So the same thing, we never know if you see a bunch of fleas on your dog. You have to do a lot of detective work to discover what is it that's lowering the health. So it could be diet. The best diet for most dogs and cats is a raw meat pureed vegetable diet. And if you buy it from local farmers that are raising them free range, that number one improves the health, supports local farmers, and supports the environment and our planet in being healthier rather than shipping even organic foods all around the country
right.
with ingredients coming from all over and not vaccinating. They only need their rabies because of the law. After that, other than that, the vaccines are either not very good or they give lifetime immunity. And looking for things like chemicals in your house, chemicals in your house cleaning, fertilizers in your yard, smart meters, Wi-Fi, and even a lot of people like Jackie who can do intuitive work will sometimes pick up that there might be negative entities in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see fleas, it's a clue to say something's going on here. Let's find out what it is.
You have to be a detective now, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes it's perfectly straightforward. It's like, oh, yeah, we've got a lot of fleas this year, and he was sick and had surgery in the spring, and I switched to a commercial diet because my job changed and I didn't have time to do the better diet. And so sometimes it's very obvious. You just stop and think for a few moments, and you realize, oh, I'm not, just like for you, if you start getting colds and you sit and think about it for a moment, you may go, wow, I'm not eating well, I'm not sleeping well, I'm not exercising.
I'm under a lot of stress.
That's why I'm getting colds. And
yeah.
So you can fix it easily. And other times, it's harder to fix. But this is really the most important thing, is that your goal is to have your dogs and cats be healthy, which will have them have many of them live a much longer life. So I know a cat at Bright Haven, a shelter in California, that lived to be 35.
Oh, my gosh, Christina.
After being adopted at 16 to 20.
Wow. I've heard of dogs living into their late 20s in Europe.
Yep.
Because the diet's different.
And not vaccinating.
Oh, yeah, right. They would have different protocols.
And fewer chemicals, and they're not using GMO foods over there.
Right. So very interesting. A cat living to 35.
And they've had a good handful that lived to be 28 to 30.
My goodness.
And they did it by not vaccinating, fresh food diet, homeopathy, intuitive, Reiki, holistic approaches, discovering what was needed for each animal. So that is really your most important thing to be doing, not just to prevent fleas and possibly ticks, and certainly damage from ticks.
Yeah. So, now, Christina, I'm going to just throw something in here because as we're saying things that would be contrary to what a lot of our listeners know about not vaccinating, I am going to encourage listeners to talk to your vet, tell them concerns that you might have about vaccines, do some research into this so you can have, some real background with you when you go in, still work in partnership with who you normally use for your pet's health, but try to, encourage a different approach.
And the point is, you need to do your research.
Exactly.
And you need to be asking questions. Many veterinarians don't vaccinate their own animals.
Yeah.
Another question you can ask.
That's true.
So there are many, many great books out there, websites. There's a wonderful Yahoo listserv called Novax Canines.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get onto that and learn all sorts of information about how to work with your veterinarian.
I have a question. I had a German Shepherd that lived to be about 13, he was 130 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's considered reasonably old for a large breed dog like that.
Well, only from a conventional standpoint.
Right.
German Shepherds that I work with frequently live to be 18 to 20.
Okay. Well, he got Lyme disease in the process.
Right.
And that didn't help. My question is, how do you, on occasion I had the dog boarded, mm-hmm. all right, which I had to do because of certain issues. How do you get by the fact that the law requires the kennels, in most cases, I believe, that the dog,
That's actually not true. The only legal requirement for any vaccination is rabies, except in Florida, where they require purebred puppies to have one set of vaccines before they're sold, I think. So there's a few isolated laws like that around, but there is no law for kennels. And actually, the American Kennel Association says that kennel owners are supposed to do what the veterinarian wants as opposed to what they want. Ron Schultz is a head of immunology at the vet school in Wisconsin, and he did a talk to collie breeders here years ago, and he said, don't let kennels and groomers force you to kill your dog. So what you have to do is look for alternatives. There are people who will take care of dogs in their homes that don't require you to vaccinate more. You can get pet sitters to come to the house. And if in a 13-year lifespan, all of a sudden, one dog, you know, one time your dog has to have vaccines because it's a kennel, you're probably going to be okay. The problem comes with repeating them too frequently. And again, there's some animals that are vaccinated every year and live a long life, just like some people smoke and drink and live a long life. But it's just not what we're recommending. So you just have to, you have to sort of,
you have to play it by ear.
Yep, yeah.
Absolutely. He had a few issues when I brought him back from the vets with his Lyme disease. I live in a second floor apartment, and he came up the steps howling and crying. I figured they were going to call the police. Just it sounded like it was beating him. And he wouldn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got him in the apartment, he would not come out.
He didn't want to do the steps all
day. I had to litter box train him.
Oh, wow.
Which worked very well, actually. I should have done it sooner, but that was part of it, because he just wouldn't. He was that well trained that he knew that hurt, and he wasn't going to try it again.
He was a smart dog. Shepherds are very smart dogs.
Yeah, well, this was an East European German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Very smart.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So while there are conventional approaches to everything, if you have a healthy dog, they're not going to be having the fleas. Now, so how do we stay on top of fleas? The first thing is try to have them be healthy. The second is to purchase a really good flea comb.
A flea comb. Describe what that looks like for people.
Flea combs have teeth that are very close together. And because of that, when you comb through the hair, and sometimes with thick-coated dogs or cats, you have to sort of part the hair and then do some combing.
Yeah, thanks, Christina, because I was thinking, you know what I have at home?
Yes,
lots of
exactly.
thick hair.
That's why I mentioned it. And so you part the hair and comb, and what it will pick up is not just the fleas, but the flea dirt. And when you another area to look for fleas is on the belly. So a routine would be, starting as soon as you start hearing about fleas, maybe as soon as the weather gets warm.
It's now.
Are you seeing fleas?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You shouldn't be seeing fleas.
I know. Yeah, but
talk to those fleas.
You know, it's like I haven't seen much, but, you know, I see scratching, but I can't find anything.
Well, now, this is a very, very important point that you're bringing up, Jackie. I actually have a story in my Kindle book that's going to be published soon about that. A lot of people, as soon as their dog itches, they think their dog has fleas. And so they start using chemical flea control. Their dog may not even have fleas.
Yeah.
Dogs itch for a large number of reasons. So it doesn't mean they have fleas, but it certainly is a clue to you to check for fleas. So you start at the head. And you look around the eyes. Sometimes fleas will go near the moisture of the eyes. You check around behind the ears and under around the neck. Particularly cats, you'll find fleas in that area. And often the hair is shorter right around there, so you can flea comb in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move down the back. And at the tail, if you have a white surface, like a white pillowcase, white piece of paper, something like that, stand your dog over it or your cat and scratch, mess up the fur, get down to the skin, right where the tail comes into the back, and then brush onto the paper. And that will usually unearth any flea dirt that's there. Flea dirt is the flea stool.
Okay,
it's black because they suck blood, so they have digested blood in their stool. So if you get something that's black, looks like coffee grounds, but you're not sure, drop some water on it, and it'll turn red if it's flea poop.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, too, because if people see something falling down that's black, they might think, oh, my gosh, that's the flea.
Correct. No, a flea will hop away immediately.
Okay.
And the flea hooks on and won't let you brush it off. But the flea dirt sits there all the time. The fleas don't stay on your dog. The fleas hop off and spend most of their time elsewhere. They get on for a meal, and then they hop off.
And then they go off.
So you're not going to, what you want to really be looking for is the flea dirt.
Okay, now to get that off the dog, you know, you've said that a number of times. Is that important? Does that attract other fleas?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just a clue.
Okay.
And it's just yucky.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's good to comb it off. The other reason for combing it off and getting rid of it is to then you'll know if whatever you're doing to get rid of the fleas is working. Because if you have old flea dirt there, you don't know, is this old flea dirt or new flea dirt?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Rid of it.
That really helps you determine how successful you've been.
Now, flea eggs you won't see. They're little tiny white ones, and I probably, in 30 years of being in practices, only saw flea eggs 5 or 6 times in extremely heavy infestations. I mean, you know, where the dog was solid fleas. Mm. Because flea eggs are white and slippery, and so they just fall right off, so you won't see those. So your flea comb, and so you do that scrabble, and
okay.
Then you roll them over, and you look at their belly. Mm-hmm. Because the belly with the very thin hair is where you're going to see fleas scurrying around.
Okay.
So that's what you're looking for. If you don't see the fleas, you probably don't have fleas. So just because they're itching doesn't mean they have fleas.
Because I'll tell you, most of the time when I see, you know, when we've had fleas in the past, you know, I'll see it on the belly.
Exactly.
As the easiest
place. So that's
place.
Why, and so you look, in, especially in thick-haired dogs, you do that scrabble in order to look for the flea dirt and part the hair and comb it, or part the hair, look to the skin to see if you see flea dirt or the fleas.
So this flea comb is a really good tool for people, and they're like these little plastic combs. They're very inexpensive.
The key is you want to go to a groomer or to a really good pet store, because some of them, the teeth are too far apart. They don't really do any good.
Okay, so there are
so
flea combs
sure,
out there that
yes.
aren't really made the right way.
They want to be, teeth need to be quite close together. And then if you're catching fleas with your flea comb, you need to have some way that they don't hop away. So as you comb and you see a flea, you can put your thumb on it, and then you can dunk it into water.
Just plain water?
With soap in it.
Okay.
So they don't jump out again. Even plain water works usually, or alcohol. You can have a cloth with soapy water that's been dunked in soapy water, and you can wipe it on the cloth and then squish the flea, or alcohol on a cloth that sort of stuns the flea.
Yeah.
Or you can do it outside and then just let the fleas hop away, and then you don't have to be killing them.
So, Christina, when you say soapy water, I mean, just for our audience here, is that dish detergent or a bar soap or anything? Okay.
Anything. Just soapy. It just breaks. And even one of the ways to help see if you have fleas in your house, or to test or to get rid of fleas in the house if you've had a bunch brought in, is to make a little saucer of soapy water and put it in a place where your dog and cat can't drink it, and shine a light on it at night. And the fleas are attracted by the light, hop in the water, and then because of the soap, they can't hop out again.
Yeah, that's a good tool, and I have used that years ago, and that worked well. And I'm glad you said put it someplace where your animals can't do it, because, bless her heart, my one golden retriever, who I had years ago, actually got in the shower one time and got a bar of Dove soap.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so sick and blowing bubbles.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not that. It's not going to kill her.
No, she just had an upset tummy.
Eating soap, then she'll be, the chances of being hurt from eating soap are less than the chances of being hurt by putting spot on or frontline or chemical flea preventatives on.
Yeah.
Now, I want to make sure we mention flea combing is both a test and a way to get rid of fleas, especially on cats who don't like to have baths.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to get rid of them on cats just by flea combing. And cats usually have the shorter hair, so you can do that. One thing that not a lot of people know about is something called shoe tags.
Shoe tags?
Uh-huh. S-H-O-O, shooing those fleas away.
Uh-huh.
Tag, and it's a tag that hooks onto a collar. Now, if it's if it dangles, it may get caught and torn off. So some people use like duct tape or cloth even, and sew the tag into the collar. So if you have a cloth collar, you can sew it so it's not dangling. It doesn't have to dangle. It just needs to be there. And it's using a micro current.
Is it like electromagnetic, though?
Yeah, but it's not anything. We have discussions about them all the time on our homeopathic listserv, and it doesn't antidote homeopathy, and it doesn't cause damage. It's not like the radio frequency. It's totally safe, and we've been using them for dozens of years and really have not seen any problem.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was in a natural pet store a year ago, and they were selling this. It's here in Hanover, out on Baltimore Street. And, you know, when I was thinking about it with the electromagnetic, you know, I said to Larry, I said, I don't know if this is really safe or beneficial. So I didn't even pick one up so I'm glad that you explained that it does.
Now, there are different brands. And so you can research. One of the things we came up with on the listserv was the metal ones seem to work better than the plastic ones.
Okay.
And they both seem to work better if you start them early in the season. If an animal is very infested, they don't seem to get rid of them. So it's more preventing them. And if you go to ShoeTag.com, I really love, given my commitment to the planet, they use recycled materials in their packaging. Mm-hmm. And they have a... When it's time to replace the shoe tag, you can send it back, and they reuse it. They recharge it.
Oh, so
that's good. They do total recycling, reusing, not really recycling, but total reusing.
So it does have a lifespan.
Yes, it does have a lifespan. It depends on, again, the different companies. Theirs is about 4 months.
Okay.
But other people have said that sometimes it's less than that. But I never have to do it because my animals never get fleas or just get a flea or two, and I use a flower essence when that happens.
So what flower essence?
Shoe tags take care of mosquitoes for everything for people as well as for animals. So if you're going camping in a chigger area, you get a shoe tag for chiggers. Each one has a different frequency, so they have different tags for different products.
Oh, so you would have a different one for mosquitoes than you do for fleas?
And they have some where they've combined them.
Okay, because I'm thinking that would be good. Exactly. Hopefully they're combining fleas and ticks.
Yep, they do, and also mosquitoes, which means you may not have to use heartworm prevention.
Okay.
Since heartworms are transmitted by mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
So flower essences are another way to both build the overall health of your animals and then also specifically to repel fleas from your house, your yard, and the animals. Flower essences are 100% safe. And, for instance, Green Hope Essences in New Hampshire has one called Flea, F-L-E-E, free. So it's to ward off any negative things happening. So it doesn't have to be just fleas. It's for a lot of things, but people use it for fleas. Para Out of Sight is from Spirit Essences.
Say that one again. Para?
Para, like parasite.
Okay.
With outa in the middle.
Para
Out of Sight.
Okay.
And that's good for getting rid of worms. So you can use it if you did get fleas and your dog or cat gets tapeworms. You can do a month of Para Out of Sight and it may get rid of the tapeworms.
And what company?
Spirit Essences.
Spirit Essences. Okay.
And you can put these in misters. You can give them orally. You can mist the dog, mist the house. And again, it's using your intention. It's to really walk around the house and say, okay, come on, fleas. I'm not here to kill every flea. I'd just like you to leave the premises here.
Okay.
And walk around your yard and do some squirts. Now, there are other things you can use. If you're in an area, if this isn't working or you have an ill animal or it just seems to be, fleas do migrate. So 1 year, I may have one client come to me and say, this is the best year ever. I haven't seen a flea. And another one come and say, gosh, I'm seeing a lot of fleas this year. That was back when I was conventional. And they were neighbors. They were like, you know, two neighborhoods apart. So if you're seeing fleas, then you can treat your yard with the nematodes.
All right, so
these are genetically engineered nematodes.
Now explain, spell a that nematode, and explain what it is for
a
people.
A nematode, N-E-M-A-T-O-D-E, is a bug, and it's a bug that's been trained to just eat flea larvae.
Oh.
So you get this product, and you mix it with water, and you spray it on your yard. And it doesn't hurt your beneficial bugs.
All right, and it has no effect on the lawn?
No effect on the lawn.
Okay. And where do you get that?
Most organic garden stores,
okay.
Gardens Alive, holistic pet stores. If you have a pet store in Hanover that carries holistic products, it should be there.
Okay.
They should have it. As opposed to diatomaceous earth, and diatomaceous earth is made from sea creatures, diatoms, that have very sharp edges.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they cut the fleas. And they are great to use in certain circumstances, particularly in your house, where it will kill the fleas in the house. But you don't want to use it in the yard because it'll kill the earthworms, too.
Oh. Now, when you use that in the house, Christina, do you have to worry about that getting into, like, your pet's eyes or anything when they're laying on the carpets and stuff?
When you use either diatomaceous earth or the other house treatment is a borate product from Flea Busters,
mm-hmm.
Or several others, but Flea Busters seems to have the best product with the best guarantees, you don't want to have the dog sitting there as you're spraying this all around the house, as you're dusting it. You don't want the dog or cat sitting in the midst of a dust thing. If you're sprinkling it on the dog or the cat, you want to do it very carefully so they're not inhaling it and not breathing,
right.
You know, having it go in their eyes or your eyes. However, once you've put it down and worked it really well deep into the carpet, it's not going to come up and get them.
Okay. Hey, Christina, I can't believe our time
is
up.
I know. That's why I wanted to make sure.
I
we've
know.
We've talked about the yard, and this is what's important. We've talked about the yard, the house, and the pet, and we've talked about the key most important thing is building up health so we don't have to kill bugs.
Wonderful. Well, now let me repeat once again how people can get a hold of you with questions. Dr. Chambreau's telephone number is 410-771-4968, and her website is www.myhealthyanimals.com. So I encourage you to check her up.
There are lots of things on there. If you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get a free report on fleas and ticks.
And that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I've seen that and read that, and it's great. Great.
Yep.
Okay, Christina, thank
wonderful.
You so much.
Thank you so much.
I
thoroughly loved it.
Yeah, and hopefully maybe you can come back and share some more.
I will come back as often as you want to have me.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks again.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break here, and we will be back after this.
Your Ford store at SouthHillsGC.com.
It's 6 minutes until 10 o'clock. We're back with Jackie LeBeau, and Jackie won't be here next week.
I won't. I wanted to tell people that I'm actually going to be in Maine. I'm taking a workshop with international psychic medium John Holland. Some of you may recognize that name or have seen him on TV. So I'm very excited about that. So I'm going to be gone, having a good time. But I will be back Tuesday, May 14th. So hopefully we'll have another nice guest speaker. I want to thank Dr. Chambreau again. She is just a wealth of information and so good with animals. I wanted to tell everybody, I have used Dr. Chambreau personally for my dogs for both a thyroid condition and also for Lyme disease. So she really knows her stuff. So also to let people know, to get a hold of me, you can visit my website, which is jl@jackielebeau.com, JACQUILEBEAU.com. You can also give me a call. My office number is 717-968-5289.
That's it, huh? You're done.
I think I'm done today.
You think you're done.
I am.
Okay. Jackie, thank you very much.
Right,
Jackie will be back again on the 14th of May with more Heart to Heart with Jackie. And we're going to leave for the news coming up here pretty soon. ABC News on the top of the hour. And we'll take a look at a complete look at our radar weather forecast. Then it's time for Better Living right here on Real Country 1280 WHVR. Take us to news time, the Oak Ridge Boys.